contestants are a freelance programmer and musician from Seattle, Washington, Jeff Duncan. An actor from New York, New York, Kara Moretto. And our returning champion, a librarian from Augusta, Maine, Jessica Garson, whose 3-day cash winnings total $52,199. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Johnny. Hello, everyone. Before we get into today's game, a bit of clarification about our final on yesterday's program regarding Paul Simon. Although he did not perform in South Africa, he did record there, and that was the reason for the boycott by the UN. All right, Jeff, Kara, and Jessica, are you ready? Pick up those signaling devices, and let's go to work in round one. Clues are worth $200 to $1,000 in these categories. Starting off with a job in TV. Good place to work. Next, double Z words. 20th century novels. A bold strategy. Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them. Jessica, you're the champ. You start.
A job in TV for $200.
In 2019, Conan O'Brien cut a half hour from his TBS show, but kept this sidekick. Kara.
Who is Richter?
Andy Richter, right.
$400 and a job on TV, please.
For years, Petri Hawkins Bird, working in this job, has handed documents to Judge Judy. Jeff?
Was bailiff.
Yes.
A job on TV for $600.
The mother of this blackish actor is scorekeeper when he hosts To Tell the Truth. Jeff?
Who's Anthony Anderson?
Right.
A job on TV for $800.
With this French-named front-of-the-house job, Marino Monferrato keeps diners happy at Hell's Kitchen. Jessica?
What is a maitre d'?
Yes.
Job and TV for $1,000.
Guillermo Rodriguez is much more than just a security guard on this late-night talk show. Kara?
What is Jimmy Kimmel?
Yep.
Double Z words for $200?
To silence something, like a dog. And that double Z word is muzzle.
Oh.
Kara?
Double Z words for $400.
It can be a low story or balcony between two other floors in a building or theater. Jessica?
What is mezzanine?
That's the word.
Double Z words for $600.
To drink quickly and with great enthusiasm. Jessica?
What is guzzle?
Guzzle, yeah.
Double Z for $800.
You've got two sets of double Z's in this seven-letter word. The exciting quality of an energetic personality. Jeff.
What is pizzazz?
You got the word.
Double Z for $1,000?
It's stone flooring of marble or granite set in concrete and polished to a smooth surface. Are you familiar with a terrazzo? Jeff, back to you.
Let's go to bold strategy for $400.
To try to stop the American offensive in the Battle of the Leyte Gulf, the Japanese used this divine wind tactic. Jessica.
What is kamikaze?
Right.
Bold strategy for $600.
A feigned this move. Ooh, you're too strong. We're afraid. Let's run. Helped William the Conqueror to victory at Hastings. Jeff.
Was a retreat?
Retreat, right.
Bold strategy for $800.
Answer. Daily level. Finding it early.
Let's make it your daily double.
All right, for $4,800. An and is in the middle of this strategy used by the Romans to foster feuds among smaller entities they were trying to rule.
Was divide and conquer?
That's it. And you increased your lead. Go again.
What is it? Bold strategy for $1,000.
General von Manstein convinced Hitler to attack France in 1940 through this wooded area, also in Belgium and Luxembourg. It worked. Kara.
What is Hurricane Forest?
No. Jessica.
What is the Maginot Line?
No. What is the Ardennes? Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, let's go cotton for $600.
This title creature from a 1922 tale with cotton fabric in his name also has thread whiskers and ears lined with pink sateen. Kara.
Who is the Velveteen Rabbit?
You got it. And that takes you up to $800, takes us into our first break. We'll be back in a moment. Jeff Duncan is from Seattle, Washington, and he has been hired by banks to break in.
This is true. It was in the early days of online banking, and they were very nervous about people causing havoc with this, and so they would hire people to try and break the online banking systems. And we actually got in by putting on coveralls, showing up with a toolbox, and saying, hi, we're from the phone company. They showed us to their hardware.
Which bank is it, by the way, in case I want to go there?
Probably shouldn't say it.
All right. Cara Moretto from New York, an actor who loves Mel Brooks and would send him birthday cards. What is it about Mel that makes you like him so much?
He's just so clever in his comedy. He's so funny. I love puns. I love parodies. And he's a nice man. He would always send us back T-shirts and hats every time we would send him a card. And when we finally met him in person, he knew who we were.
Good for you and good for him. He's an American icon.
Yes.
Jessica Garcet is our champion. Her first air travel was on a propeller aircraft. When was it? Are we talking small plane or large commercial airline?
This would have been about a 100-seat plane.
Helpful.
And it was back in 2017 between Williamsport, Pennsylvania and Philadelphia.
They're still running prop planes,
though. Well, I think they've actually changed over to jets since then.
Oh.
But
You can't keep Pennsylvania's back, can you?
No.
All right, let's get back into this. Cara, make a selection and we'll reveal the clue.
20th century novels for 200.
A futuristic society revolves around science and efficiency in this 1932 novel by Aldous Huxley. Cara?
What is Brave New World?
You got it.
20th century novels for 400.
A House Divided completed Pearl Buck's trilogy that began 4 years earlier with this Pulitzer Prize winning novel. Cara again.
What is The Good Earth?
Yes.
20th century novels for 600?
A line from this novel. Name's Jode. Tom Jode. Jessica.
What is The Grapes of Wrath?
That's it.
20th century novels, 800?
This novel by Garcia Marquez tells of the Buendia family in the mythic town of Macondo from the 1820s to the 1920s. Cara.
What is 100 Years of Solitude?
Yes.
Finish the category for 1,000?
Nadsat. The fictional language in this book is from the Russian suffix that means teen. Jessica.
What is 1984?
No. Jeff.
Was it Clockwork Orange?
That's the book.
Let's see if it pays off for him. 200.
In 1892, baking powder salesman William Wrigley began throwing in two packages of this with each can, which worked out okay. Cara.
What is chewing gum?
Yep.
Let's see if it pays off for him for 400.
In 1927, 4 years after starting a movie company with his brother, he decided to go all cartoon. Jessica?
Who is Walt Disney?
He's the one.
Let's see if it pays off for 600.
In 1996, 1 year after its founding, AuctionWeb moved more than $7 million in merchandise, and in 1997 got this new name. Jeff?
What is eBay?
Yeah.
800, same category.
Created to show girls they could be anything they wanted to be, this toy debuted, to some skepticism, at a 1959 toy fair. Jessica.
What is the Barbie doll?
That's right.
Let's see if it pays off for 1,000.
Last names of William and Arthur, who partnered in 1903, 2 years after William drew a blueprint of an engine on a bicycle. Jessica.
Who are Harley and Davidson?
That's it, yeah.
Cotton for 800.
Weevils know that cotton comes from little pods called these. Jessica.
What are bowls?
Bowls, right you are.
Cotton for 1,000?
Edison's patent for his first light bulb mentions testing carbonized cotton threads as a possibility for this component. Jeff.
Was a filament?
Filament, right.
Cotton for 400?
In 1794, he was granted a patent for his cotton gin. Jeff.
Who's Eli Whitney?
Right.
Cotton for 2?
Here's Gandhi sitting at one of his favorite tools, the charkha, one of these. Jessica.
What is this, a spinning wheel?
Yes, and now the last clue. Starving in this type of standoff, a Portuguese town threw the last of its bread over the walls and asked the foe, need more? Jeff.
Was a siege?
Siege, right you are, taking you to an even 8,000, twice as much money as Jessica. Cara, though, the one going first in Double Jeopardy. Stay with us for that.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.
Don't judge just by the scores. This is a very close game. And Kara, you're in third place. You select first from these categories. They said no. Who said no? Four-letter places. Sounds easy. Tech talk. Sounds hard. Old phrases. The night watch, with night in quotation marks, you know what that means. And books going back in time. Where do we start?
They said no for 400.
Director Danny Boyle was offered a knighthood for his work on the London Olympics held in this year, but said no. Kara.
What is 2012?
Yes.
They said no for 800.
American James Watson took an honorary knighthood, but this British partner turned the real thing down. Jessica?
Who is Francis Crick?
Yes.
They said no, 1200?
There would be no Sir Ziggy Stardust after this rocker turned down knighthood, saying, I seriously don't know what it's for. Jessica?
Who is David Bowie?
Yeah.
They said no for 1600?
This 2013 Nobelist, with a boson named for him, didn't want to be a knight, saying the whole system is too political. Jeff.
Who is Higgs?
Peter Higgs, yes.
They said no for 2000?
In 1918, this man refused a knighthood, saying King George V had betrayed the Arabs by not granting independence. Jeff.
Who's Lawrence?
Lawrence of Arabia, yeah.
Let's go to old phrases for 400.
This Scottish phrase, meaning old long since, is used of times remembered with fondness. Jeff.
Was Auld Lang Syne?
Yeah.
Old phrases for 800?
The Aeneid is the source of the phrase, beware of these bearing gifts. Jeff.
Who are Greeks?
Yeah.
Old phrases for 1200?
Mercutio says, a plague on both your houses. But often people say this other P word instead of plague. Jessica.
What is pox?
Pox, a pox, yeah.
Old phrases for 1600?
Modification made tunics practical for work. One tweak allowed mobility and gave us this phrase meaning to prepare for action. Jeff.
Was to roll up one's sleeves?
Nope. Kara or Jessica? What is to gird your loins? Different part of the body. Jessica.
Old phrases for 2000.
This biblical prophet come to judgment is someone who has given some sage advice. And that prophet is Daniel. Jessica, go again.
The Night Watch for 400.
Billy Bob Thornton played coach Gary Gaines in this film. The TV show of the same name had Kyle Chandler as coach Eric Taylor. Kara.
What is Friday Night Lights?
Yep.
The Night Watch for 800.
A group of dropouts are trying to get their GEDs in this film, starring Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart. Kara.
What is night school?
You got it.
The Night Watch for 1200.
Answer there. The first is the Daily Double.
I'll wager 2,500, please.
All right. That'll bring you closer. 1967 film in which Sidney Poitier clarifies, they call me Mr. Tibbs.
What is Tender is the Night?
No. What is In the Heat of the Night? All right. You lost just a bit. Go again.
The Night Watch, 1600.
Bounty hunter Robert De Niro is escorting bail-jumping accountant Charles Grodin to L.A. in this 1988 comedy. And the night this time comes up in Midnight Run. Kara?
The Night Watch for 2000.
This Clark Gable, Claudette Colbert screwball comedy was the great sleeper film of 1934. Kara?
What is It Happened One Night?
Good.
Books going back in time for 400.
Gary Wills' 1992 Lincoln at This Place examines an event 69 years previous. Kara.
What is Gettysburg?
Yes.
Books going back in time, 800.
The New Orleans Advocate reported a flood of books for this event's 10th anniversary, including Cooking Up a Storm. Jessica.
What is Hurricane Katrina?
Right.
Books going back in time, 1200.
It's the title town where two former Texas Rangers live in the 1870s in a classic novel by Larry McMurtry. Kara.
What is Lonesome Dove?
You got it.
Books going back in time, 1600.
I woke to the sound of a mosquito whining in my left ear. Begins 2000's Fever 1793 about an epidemic of this disease. Jessica.
What is yellow fever?
Yes.
Books going back in time, 2000?
His 1815 novel, Guy Mannering, begins in the year 17-something, with Guy visiting some ruins in Dumfries. Jeff.
Who's Walter Scott?
Yes, that's good.
Okay, Tech Talk for 2000.
Your auto mechanic knows the PCV filter provides positive ventilation of this engine housing. Jeff.
Was it a manifold?
Nope. Jessica.
What is it, carburetor?
Nope. What is the crankcase? Jeff, go again.
Tech Talk for 16.
The data type of this activity is looking for patterns. It's also what people do to get bitcoins. Jeff.
What is mining?
Mining, yes.
Tech Talk for 1200.
Aerospace experts are familiar with nanometers, these tiny fractions of a meter. Jeff.
What are billionths of a meter?
That's it.
Tech Talk for 800.
Air traffic controllers know air mets are in-flight advisories about changes in this. Kara.
What is altitude?
Nope. Jeff.
What is weather?
Weather, yeah.
Tech Talk for 400.
In engineering, the Rockwell test measuring this involves pressing a steel ball or diamond point into a surface. Kara.
What is hardness?
Yeah.
Four-letter places, 400.
This Italian island honors Napoleon with an annual mass on May the 5th, the anniversary of his death. Kara.
What is Corsica?
No. Jeff.
What is Elba?
Elba, four-letter places.
Four-letter places for 800?
Costly Elba. Less than a minute now, Jeff.
Let's bet 8,000.
All right, here's the clue. This capital of Hyogo Prefecture on Honshu is all the rage in beef.
Oh, was Kobe.
Well, you didn't want to respond there for a moment. You just stopped and say, I know it, I don't have to say it.
I thought we had to buzz in. Oh. Four-letter places for 1,200.
Founded in the 11th century, this capital lies at the head of a fjord. Kara.
What is Oslo?
Yes.
1,600 four-letter places?
Niger is to the west, and Sudan to the east of this African country. Jeff.
Was Chad.
Good. And with that, very impressive, Jeff. Let's see how well all three of you do with this subject. English history. That's a good subject. We'll have the clue in a moment.
A man robs a bank dressed as a woman, then steals a police car. An officer relives the bizarre chain of events turned dangerous. Men exaggerating their performance? Why a new study says men tend to stretch the truth at work more than women.
In this spooky Geico commercial, when the gecko opens a music box, up comes one of these figures from the Italian for Dancing Girl. What is a ballerina? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
As I indicated a moment ago, English history is a very good subject for final. And I hope you like this clue, Blairs. In the year 1600, a royal charter authorized it to set forth to parts of Asia and Africa in search of trade and traffic. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Games will run away, so we know who's going to win, but let's find out who gets to go home with 2,000 in second place and 1,000 for third. Kara, you had 5,500. Did you come up with a correct response to our final clue? What is East India? Is that what you're saying? But we can't accept that. I'm sorry. It didn't contain enough information. You lose everything but 200. Let's go to Jessica. She had 7,600. She's already won 52,000 on our program. And she came up with a Virginia company. That is wrong. And it'll cost you, young lady, $75.99. Interesting. You're going home with a buck today, actually, 1,000, because you're going to finish in third place. Jeff, over to you now. 24,800. Brilliant play. And you wrote down, what is the British? It could be the English East India Company. A correct response. I hope you risked a bundle. $85.99. That's enough. You're the new champ with $33,399. And you get to wrap up the week with us right here tomorrow. I hope you play as well tomorrow. We'll see you then, folks.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.